Hi everyone, Seamane here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to share a personal story that got my noggin jogging. In my childhood neighborhood, there was a single man living alone for the last 30 years, after his mother died. People would call him a loser for never moving out. But he inherited the house, has or had a small car collection, enjoyed his hobbies, traveled, and is now in his late 80s. He didn't actually have any children, and if I had to guess, was worth about $2 to $2.5 million. He did have a sister, though. She passed away a few years back, and he had a couple of nephews. So I thought that the most logical thing for him to do was to pass on his assets to them in the will. Well, that won't be happening. You see, he has a friend that he met at a car club. And he has a friend, and that friend's wife is a Filipino woman that got power of attorney over him. And she's a nurse that wasn't even nursing him, from what I could see. She had him put in a home the moment he got sick, and my parents told me that they never saw her once taking care of him. Instead, it was her husband, her pet simp, who befriended him at various car shows that was there looking after him. The last time I saw him, he was dazed and confused, as if he was on some sort of medication, and he looked like he was out of his mind. Granted, he looked like he was in a lot of pain, so he could have been on morphine or Oxycontin, which I've been on before, and it turned me into a zombie. What really pisses me off about this is that she used her simp husband's friendship with the guy to get her hands on his money that she never earned. After his house gets sold, the money is probably going to go to the Philippines to support 10 children or something. The reason he never married was because of the fact that he was gay. His neighbor told me a couple of decades ago that he had a flamboyant flaming party in his backyard once. And then it made sense as to why he was so eager to talk to me when I was in my teens and early 20s. But that's besides the point. The thing that really pisses me off is how more women like her are going to prey on single, unmarried men in the future. The last Filipina I dated was also heavily into status money and was trying to control and dominate me, the way that poor guy was being dominated by his nurse wife. I spoke to a friend about this and we agreed that down the road somewhere after you pass away, a woman is going to get your money and everything that you worked really hard for. She'll sell your stuff at a yard sale, liquidate your assets, and live the high life. I also spoke to one of his other neighbors recently and she told me that Filipinas were bad and greedy. And my mother told me the same thing years ago because she worked in a company that was 90% filled by them. I experienced the same thing while dating them. There was also a Filipino church near where I grew up, and it was all Filipinas and no males in there. Even their own men ran the hell away from them. They were all dressed for show and designer brands, and you know it's bad when even their own pet simps won't show up for them. Then again, they were probably way too busy working to support their lifestyle. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Women Will Always Get Your De Niro's When You Die Clown World Show. This sad story with my childhood neighbor made me think about how to make my accumulated wealth not fall into the hands of a woman one day. Even if you think you're smart and keep your Bitcoin keys private and never share them before you exit your meat suit, or you take your gold before you die and dump it in the ocean, you're just inflating the value of the money of the remaining gold out there by basically taking yours out of circulation. The same goes with Bitcoin. Even Satoshi, breeder of Bitcoin, said that if you ever forgot your keys or lost them, then you're simply making a donation towards the value of the remaining coins on the monetary network. The goal, I believe, for every man is to do something with your money to benefit your fellow man, and not hedonistic women. Give them nothing. Try and figure out ways to help men with that money without letting women get access to any of it down the road. Things like starting a battered men's shelter, which is a great thing because it benefits men directly, and women won't see a penny of that money. That's probably one of the main reasons women have been so busy trying to shut down men's shelters, because that's money in a private male space that they can't conquer. Another idea I had in the past was to open a museum or roadside attraction. I've traveled to hundreds of them, and it's 99% women working there, running them, and profiting off of the admission fees. And the museums are usually set up by men. beginning to respect the Catholic Church more and more because they decided that the best course of action was not to let their priest marry, and those assets that they made would go back to the church when they passed away. I also believe that Vincent MGTOW gave some money to his father and not his sister before he passed away. But what makes you think that when his father passes away, he won't just give that money to his sister after the fact? The same sister that was stealing from Vincent while he was still alive, thinking he wouldn't care. Vincent gave money to guys he knew that I presume were all going their own way as well. But once again, once they're gone, there'll probably be another woman down the line that'll get her finely manicured talons on it. They don't have to be Filipinas, but a woman nonetheless. Basically someone that didn't suffer to earn and save their wealth. As for that neighbor, the guy's not even dead yet, and yet they sold his house, luxury car, and are in the process of emptying it out. I finally saw her a couple of times when the house was finally put up for sale. She was driving a fancy SUV. That's different than what her husband drives. A 15-year-old beat-up Ford Taurus. I asked the guy about the classic car, and he said that he would do shows with it in the future. So that's a good thing. But one day when he's gone, then what's stopping his wife from selling it as well? At first I thought the car should have been given to a classic car museum. But now I realize it's just making work for more women out there. He bought it brand new back in the 1960s and it's never seen winter weather. Think about what's going to happen in coming years. We're going to see more and more men and women living alone. Many more women will become homeless and start dumpster diving or doing whatever they can to survive. Single men with money that have made that money because they were single and not being distracted by a wife are going to be a major target. But most guys that made their own fortune will be smart enough to see women coming to try and take it. But they probably won't see that giving power of attorney to a married male friend or close family member might be a disaster as the guy's partner, a vulture with a vag, starts circling when the guy gets sick. Especially like in this case if the guy's wife is from a poor minority background. Everywhere I go, people are trying to rip me off these days. I went to a convenience store recently to get a pack of gum for my niece, and the price was clearly labeled. Half the stuff in the store wasn't labeled, and I specifically chose something that was labeled so the store owner couldn't rip me off and make up the price on the spot. It was only $2 with tax, but when I went up to pay for it, he said it was $3. I told him he was wrong, and he started arguing with me. So I brought up the full gum dispensing package, which was labeled twice, at $2. And so then he gave me the actual price. We're no longer living in a high-trust society. You have to assume that every small business owner is going to try and rip you off so they can survive. You also have to assume that in a society where women can't exploit men sexually anymore for stuff, they'll try and use strategies like using simps to befriend you and take your money indirectly. In this case, the Filipino woman's husband is white. So it has nothing to do with race so much as once women get a man to fall in love with them, he becomes their agent, going out there and screwing over other men on her behalf. Once he's wearing those love goggles, he's an unwitting servant, and you gotta be on guard. I see married and paired off men as dangerous as women are, because odds are he's not in control of his own faculties. Yes, there are exceptions, but I don't want to play the odds. We're entering a future where it's going to be incredibly difficult to accumulate new assets, especially if inflation keeps getting worse and the standard of living continues to decline. I think the average person has about 5 to 10 years before they're redundant thanks to AI. A couple of weeks ago, I ran into a video with Andrew Tate reaching the same conclusion. I've been panicking trying to accumulate as much as possible, and I look around me and most guys are just chilling like a villain, and I couldn't understand why they weren't panicking. Tate didn't understand why either. That's because most people can't think for themselves. They don't see this storm until it's right on top of them or a few minutes away. And the few people that do make it into the top 1% of the population before AI takes over are going to be targets for the rest of their lives, and they'll have to constantly look over their shoulders for women and their pet simps. Women have a good way of sniffing out wealth. For example, many women wonder why I'm at the grocery store during the day with all the other women instead of working like all the other men. They see me walk in there with a pep in my step, and they wonder what the hell's going on here. I just try to keep my head down and avoid looking at them directly. Because you never know if they're secretly filming you and just want to shame you online because of it. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Filipinas are preying on sick old white guys and using their white husbands to smash open the door so they can steal all their assets. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that use their male partners to steal other men's money away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.